Of East Tennessee.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Who has been indicted? Who funded the Trump dossier? I'm Christopher Cruz. The first charges have reportedly been filed in the investigation of Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election. CNN reports that a grand jury has approved an indictment, but the charges remain sealed, so it's not known who is being charged or what they might be charged with. But the White House says the investigation will not implicate the president.
Before the revelation, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, at Friday's briefing, continuing to dismiss speculation of how close to the president the probe is.
As this investigation moves to completion, the same as it started, there's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Washington Free Beacon, a conservative website with strong ties to the Republican establishment, says it may have triggered an investigation into Donald Trump's past. That investigation produced the dossier that alleged a relationship between Trump and Russia. A busy weekend for reporters and those interested in the JFK assassination. The National Archives on Thursday released about 2,800 records from the investigation of President Kennedy's assassination in 1963. Correspondent Omar Jimenez says some files were withheld.
About 300 of them were withheld due to national security concerns, along with foreign relations as well. The president tweeted that all of these JFK files will eventually be released, except for the names of the people mentioned that are still living. And he says they're doing this for full transparency and to squash any sort of conspiracy theories that are still out there.
The Houston Astros have a 2-1 lead in the World Series now after defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers last night 5-3.
I thought that, you know, till the ninth we were in the baseball game. So I thought our guys in the pen did a fantastic job. And it's just a matter of now just getting hits with runners in scoring position.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Some American colleges and universities are drawing attention to potentially offensive Halloween costumes using an education campaign that challenges students to think before they make their choice.
While few, if any, schools are actually prohibiting certain costumes, many are highlighting attire that might offend certain ethnic groups. The University of Texas in Austin has come out with a checklist that includes costumes with harmful themes, while Southern Utah University has launched a poster campaign featuring students of color holding photos of people wearing costumes mocking their race and culture. The schools say reaction on campus to these campaigns has been positive, though critics fear this may scare students into avoiding Halloween altogether. I'm TJ Coutini.
The White House will welcome families of school children from 20 schools in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, along with military families and community organizations for Halloween. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will be handing out presidential M&Ms. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The Jason Stapleton Show.
The media is very quick to come out and make really inaccurate judgments about what they see with little to no information because it is in their best interest to try and keep you tuned in. That means speculation most of the time. They have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork every time that there's a new announcement, every time that they have airtime they've got to fill. What they do is they fill it with experts, all of these panelists that come on. And most of the time, they're just making stuff up.
The Jason Stapleton Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
For your Saturday, look for periods of rain, some downpours heavy at times. We'll see temperatures falling as well this afternoon down into the mid-40s. Temperatures continue to fall overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies and a stray shower. We fall down to 35 degrees to start Sunday. Sunday, look for partly sunny skies, a high near 46. From the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
And welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. So glad to be back in Knoxville. We have spent the week as a company going to Nashville, Tennessee for something called Remodeling Rocks. And what that is a remodeling convention for contractors that want to continue education, get better at their craft, see the latest and greatest. And so I'm a little overwhelmed in my head right now just because we haven't even been able to debrief all of this. And I actually took 12 2 to 3 hour classes in 4 days. So I'm like, and so we're going to have a great time today. If I'm a little scattered, please forgive me. I will owe you a Starbucks. But we are just planning to have a super time with Samantha. She goes by Sam Crow. Sam is a realtor. She's also previously worked for a very large mobile home dealer in the area, Clayton. And right now, she is the general manager of Preferred Living Homes. You're going to love that because this is going to tap into all the things that we kind of think, I wonder if I could do this. I wonder if I can. And we're talking about tiny homes. We will get to that soon. But first, I want to welcome you, Sam, to the program. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. We're so excited. I've got a million products I can't wait to introduce to our listeners. And we'll do that in a trickle effect as we go. But right now, I want to just share one thing from you. Simpson Strong Tie, those are the manufacturers that we all know for joist hangers. And they're not very attractive. They're galvanized and they hold joist to the plate or to the rim joist or whatever we need to do. But I was at the show yesterday looking at these new Simpson Strong Ties and they are made for outdoor. They're powder coated. They're flat black. They have a hand hammered finish and they look like something you would use on, like an arbor for fasteners. You know how they do the post and beam construction and sometimes they're using dowels, which is a difficult process and most framers don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, they have come out with beautiful fasteners that actually will hold the pergola and the arbor together and make it look really nice. Now, they're not available here in Knoxville, so this is hot. And they will be coming, but they're not here yet. You can probably look online and see those, but those are the kind of things, that's just a hint of the things that we're going to pour at you in the next few months as we go through the things that we saw at the show that we think are really exciting. Mm. So that's a Simpson Strong Tie. Look up there, Forged Iron, I think they call them forged iron, fasteners. You can use them on garage doors. You can use them inside on barn doors. I mean, they're beautiful. They really are. And they have matching screws, matching washers. Everything is powder coated.
Wow, barn doors are really huge right now.
Yeah, they are.
So I'll be checking those out.
And this is not a simple fastener. This is a very, if you've ever done anything with Simpson, you know that they do a quality product and they will not fool around. So when they rolled this out, and I heard about it, I had to go see these. They were gorgeous. But anyway, all right, let's get to the topic because I'm really excited about that. Preferred Living Homes.
Yeah.
kind of covers a wide variety of things.
Yeah.
Let's start with mobile homes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you actually sell mobile homes.
We do.
Do you manufacture these homes?
Most of the homes that we sell are Clayton manufactured homes. We do also sell Fleetwood.
Okay.
Fleetwood is not a Clayton built product. They are still their own builder and one of the few. And then we're the only retailer in the state of Tennessee that does the Manis Homes.
Okay.
They're out of Lawrenceburg, North Carolina, and they only build modulars. And so we are the only
local dealer
in Tennessee.
Wow. In Tennessee. Wow.
So I get a lot of leads from those.
Yeah, I bet you do. Mm-hmm. You also do real estate, which is nice because you're very familiar with property. Mm-hmm. That's what you're really doing, is selling property for people to put these different kinds of homes on. Is that right?
Sometimes that happens. A lot of times people come in. I did this for years without having my realtor license. Mm-hmm. And then in 2015, I got those. But people come in. They already, a lot of times, have their property, family land, whatever. But if they don't have property, it is such an advantage for me to have my license so that I can say, hey, I can help you. Mm-hmm. I can
find
find land.
Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of folks are looking for lakefront.
Oh, yeah.
And you do have lakefront property that is coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. I have up at Blue Springs Marina and over 6 acres and got 3 different lots that are for sale. So, yeah.
So they already are for sale?
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's hard to find. They all have roadfront and lakefront.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So if someone that's listening wants to talk to you about that, because I want to move on, but I want to give, what number should they call you at?
They can call my cell phone, which is 865-696-2945. That is my cell phone, and they can call that number or text for the preferred living, for real estate, for any of the things we talk about today. That is the best number. I have my phone all the time.
696-2945.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 865 on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great. All right. Let's talk about mobile homes. They've come such a long way.
Oh my God.
Are you actually building the foundation, pouring footers, building block, finishing out the exterior the way folks want them?
Yeah, we do.
You do.
I grew up in a mobile home, so I know what they were. I know what they are now, how long I've been doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 20 years now. But, in a mobile home, you can have just footers.
Right.
With skirting, like a vinyl skirting.
Okay. So they set the base of the skirting and they set up on pads, right?
Yeah, the footers go in first and then the home comes in and goes on piers. Then you do a skirting around it. And you can do permanent skirting or temporary, either one.
Okay.
The modular, however, and we were talking about that, they have a foundation that is pre-built. It's built first.
Okay.
And then,
according to spec.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to meet the building codes just like a house.
That was my next question.
And
okay.
Then the home comes in and they take a crane and they set it on top of the foundation, taking it off the frame. And
sometimes in multiple pieces, hence the word modular.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you could roll that down the street if it was a good size home.
Well, I just did one that was 6 pieces. It was 6.
How many square feet?
4,800 square foot.
Whoa.
2-story. Yeah, it was 2-story. But it came in pieces and they called the things carriers, and they roll in just like the other.
I've seen the films, the YouTube films. Are funny.
It's awesome. Yeah, it really is.
I think, I would not want to do that. I mean, they're rolling.
The crane picks it up, you're going. Yeah.
Now, is the sheetrock and everything done inside when they do that?
It is.
Oh, mercy.
It's finished, and then when it gets on site, that home we just spoke of, it went together in 2 days.
Really?
So you have a home that is ready to just finish out the
adjoining walls, the connecting walls, right?
In 2 days.
Okay, so I want to ask a question about the connecting walls for folks that have never seen a modular home. That's usually a thicker wall, right?
Yeah. Or have they done away with that?
You will have at your marriage line, you'll usually have a 2x6, double 2x6 at the marriage wall.
Okay.
And then that will
go. So it looks
together.
Like a 2x12 basically jam.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And
if you're not paying attention, if you're not a builder or a contractor, you're not really paying attention. When I went in it, I went to look at all those things, see if I could what I could see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do you have any trouble later with those marriage walls and the sheetrock cracking as things settle?
No.
Not if
they're no more than a site built house. I mean, even
right,
in
sure.
a site-built
I mean, there's
house,
always
you're
going
to have stress cracks because of the
right.
ground, but when a home is properly put together, you will never know that it's a modular because mm-hmm. of the way that they're built.
Mm-hmm.
And, stress cracks that come in sheetrock were going to come no matter what
sure.
it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm talking about the flooring. What is that built with? Do you have a truss system? What are you using
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, it will be the same. Like most of our houses are built 16-inch on center.
Really?
Just
okay.
like a stick-built house.
A well-built
and,
stick house.
Yeah, and then you've got, your choice. That's sometimes
so 2x4 walls?
2x6? 2x4 or 2x6.
Okay.
9-foot ceilings. And it doesn't have to be a modular to do that.
Right.
You can do those things. You can even do 2x12 floor joist if you wanted to. That's the beauty of these homes is you can custom them.
It's kind
of
like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Putting a puzzle together. Mm-hmm. So you're custom designing homes mm-hmm. with modular sections that go together seamlessly.
Yeah. I mean, people have, and this is no joke, they have drawn out for me. We have sat down and done like cut and paste and said, this is the home I want. You know, and it's so much fun for me because I love doing that.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You want to get in on this conversation. There are tons of questions. A lot of you have asked us to do a mobile home show. This is your day. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Talking all kinds of mobile homes and the she shed / tiny house coming up. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Your Gander Mountain store may have closed, but your season is open here. Dick's Sporting Goods. The outdoors is in our DNA. Has been since we started as a bait and tackle shop in 1948. 70 years later, Dick's has brought together all the gear, brands, and expertise you need to enjoy hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. And with our best price guarantee, if you find a lower price somewhere else, we'll match it. Keep your season going at Dick's Sporting Goods. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget? The systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping. So you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
The Jason Stapleton Show.
The media is very quick to come out and make really inaccurate judgments about what they see with little to no information because it is in their best interest to try and keep you tuned in. That means speculation most of the time. They have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork every time that there's a new announcement, every time that they have airtime they've got to fill. What they do is they fill it with experts, all these panelists that come on. And most of the time, they're just making stuff up.
The Jason Stapleton Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Good morning. Hope you are just bright and cheery this morning. I'm thrilled to be back in town from the Nashville remodeling show, and lots of tips coming at you as the weeks go by here. We'll start rolling out some of the things that we learned at that show. Lots of intensives, lots of great information, and I'm just excited to share those with you. I did share in the first segment the Simpson Strong Tie for exterior use. It's black and looks like wrought iron or some of the old world look fasteners. You don't want to miss that. Gosh, they're pretty. And they actually are for creating structure. They take the joists or the arbor pieces and bind those to the posts. They actually have post caps that are decorative. They're just cool. You want to see these. Go to Simpson's Strong Tie website. I do believe they are on there as we speak. All right. We are talking with Sam Crow, and she's a girl. Her formal name is Samantha, but she goes by Sam, so I want to honor that. And
yeah,
I'm so glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You are located on Clinton Highway in Clinton. Is it actually Clinton?
It's Knoxville.
It's Knoxville. Just 0.9 miles past Cheddar's, or pretty much directly across from Master Drive.
Yes.
And those are the kind of the landmarks, so you get the gist of where they are. And as you go by Sam's lot, the first thing that people notice is a small home that is on the lot. And you told me you get 4 to 6 people coming in every day asking you if that's a tiny home.
That's right.
Ha!
Yeah.
Don't think there's any interest out there in that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
And what that is a mobile home with a porch.
Right.
That Fleetwood built that home.
But it's a one bedroom.
It's a one bedroom, one bath, has a porch already on it, and is that a tiny home? And of course, like I said,
the answer is really.
I'm like, you know, it is.
It's tiny.
Mobile homes have been doing tiny homes forever.
See,
you know,
they've just not
been called tiny homes,
right?
And so now, you know, it's a 500 square foot house.
Okay,
and
what does it sell for?
A little bigger. The mobile home sells for around $30,000.
Okay,
and
but that's heating, cooling.
Well, it's got your furnace inside.
Right.
It's got the appliances.
Right.
Appliances.
It
is a HUD home that is approved to live in, you know, full bath. It's
$30,000.
Yeah, and it already has the covered porch under roof. And
cool. Mm-hmm. Now, are there limitations to where you can place these homes, whether they're tiny or mobile?
Well, that's the difference, I think, in tiny homes and the mobile home.
Okay.
The mobile home has to be set up to the state code to be stickered and all that.
Meet energy standards, all of that.
There's a lot of codes. It has to be hooked up, plumbed, all that stuff to be legal, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny home is more like a park model.
Mm-hmm.
It can be moved. It doesn't have to have the permanent plumbing, the permanent electric. And so if you can be in this here today, tiny home, and then you can decide, hey, I want to move this down to the lake and then just move it, you know.
Okay, but now wait a minute. You said something really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to have permanent plumbing. I want to back up just a little bit before we get to that, because that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you the chance to get in on this conversation. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny house, does it have to have a foundation?
No, it doesn't.
What would you set it on?
You just put it on blocks, like cat blocks. You're going to just block it up if you don't do the permanent plumbing and stuff.
So you can put it on cat blocks.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of things on YouTube. There's lots of things to watch, but your tiny home by definition is from 100 to 300 square foot.
Right, it's tiny.
And it's very tiny. And so you can do something like a water tank that affixes to it. You can do
a solar water tank for hot water.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
And then the porta potty, so to speak, like the bucket in the, a lot of people don't like that. I mean,
This is very rural living, or it's
simple.
You want to get away want to get off the grid.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
Yeah. You're not in a tent, but you kind of are that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And a generator can bring you everything you need. the refrigerator, you know, that sort of thing, which can just go right on a little, the back of your truck or whatever.
Right.
And there you go.
So you could generate it when you're there and take the generator with you when you're not.
Yeah. And it's amazing, really. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, oh gosh, I've had rapid fire questions in my head now. All right. So we talked about the foundation. You don't have to have one because you don't have to pass all these strict codes.
Yeah. It remains.
Which is why the tiny home situation is a little testy in Knoxville.
Yeah.
In major areas, major urban areas.
That's right.
They would fit just about anywhere, but because they're not necessarily coming up to code, then that makes it, that's why the people are asking for tiny home communities.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I think they're going to make you code it. I think they're going to make you do plumbing, which is the next thing I want to talk about. When we do talk about plumbing in a mobile home or a modular home, we're talking about traditional plumbing that has to meet code.
Oh, absolutely. It's the same regulation for a site-built house.
So the International Builder Code plus any local variances.
That's on modular.
A modular or a mobile.
The mobile county doesn't get to inspect that. That is done by the state fire marshal's office.
Okay.
And so when you do mobile homes, we have to abide by those rules. We have to have that license and do it that way.
Okay.
But modular, it's as if you were stick building. Mm-hmm. We have to abide by the same codes as stick building.
Okay, that's really good to know. Mm-hmm. Mobiles do not. They have to pass a fire inspection with the state fire marshal, but they do not have to pass the International Building Code or the local codes.
Because they've already met HUD code. And so that's the number one question I get of all time. Mm-hmm. What is the difference in a mobile and a modular, because people just simply, they'll see it with sheetrock and the high ceiling and everything, and they'll go, that must be a modular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the cosmetics that make it a modular. It's how that it's built and labeled that does that. So,
all right, so less expensive to build and buy is a mobile home, probably because you don't have to match all these building codes. Modular would be next. But when we're talking about the tiny house situation, we talked about plumbing for just a minute. Let's continue on with that. If I don't have traditional plumbing, and I mean, I love to camp, but I have limits on that.
Sure.
And so what would I expect to see in a tiny home as far as plumbing? When I do dishes, when I brush my teeth, whatever. Where's all that going?
Well, the gray water, of course, you can run gray water on.
And that's
your
what you're
grass.
Talking about right now. What I was just asking about was gray water.
Yeah, gray water, it can run onto the grass. And,
right.
And you can just do a pipe out onto the grass for that.
We call that a French drain.
That's right. Any kind of sewage or anything like that. If you go to something other than the, like the Port-a-John installed type, then you have to go to code because you have to have that sewage. You either have to be like in a RV park where you hook into their system, or you have to have some type of tank attached.
Okay.
And there is a sewer tank.
Really?
That like a portable
septic,
like what would be on an RV, that you would have to go empty, you know, and drain it out.
Now, how often, I mean, I realize how many people are living there, but typically how often do those have to be drained?
Depending on the size, but I would say if you were living in it every day, you would have to do that a couple times a week. I mean, because unless you had a really big one.
Right.
But for two people, I would say, you know, probably once or twice a week.
All right. So how is that done?
Just like at a park, just like in a RV park or whatever, there is the pipes that hook
that connect,
into them that you empty.
So you'd have to possibly pay someone to do that.
Okay. I mean, like,
they have people that would actually come around and clear those out for you.
You probably wouldn't do anything other than the porta potty style, unless you had a sewer connection.
Okay,
you know, you probably.
I'm just trying to really
that.
Let people understand
unless
what
you
we're
were
talking
in a park.
About.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that come to our store that want to, because we've just now added the sheds
right.
that we were talking
right.
about, and they want to make those lofted barns.
Mm-hmm. Those are cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they want to make it into a tiny home, and they are making them tiny homes.
That's where we're headed next.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a bank of calls coming in.
Okay.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be taking your calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You know it to be true. You don't want to believe it. You ignore it day after day. Yet, deep down, you know the truth. You need a new mattress. But there's so many stores and mattress choices out there. How can you possibly find the right one for you? It's impossible to try each one. And even if you did find the one that feels good in the store, there's no guarantee you're going to like it when you get it home. Before you take a shot in the dark at some random mattress at some random store, go to TuckFit.com and find the mattress that is your perfect match. TuckFit is a proprietary mattress fitting system that can find the perfect mattress for you in under 2 minutes. It'll save you time and headaches. Oh yeah, and it's 98% accurate. TuckFit is the best way to buy a new mattress. And right now, when you get TuckFit on any Serta iComfort mattress, you can save up to $1,200. TuckFit and the bed store. Why, we'll even tuck you in. Go to TuckFit.com or any of our area bed store locations and get TuckFit today.
The Jason Stapleton Show.
The media is very quick to come out and make really inaccurate judgments about what they see with little to no information because it is in their best interest to try and keep you tuned in. That means speculation most of the time. They have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork every time that there's a new announcement, every time that they have airtime they've got to fill. What they do is they fill it with experts, all these panelists that come on. And most of the time, they're just making stuff up.
The Jason Stapleton Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
We'll see a cold rain today in East Tennessee with falling temperatures into the mid-40s by the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a stray shower, even a snow shower possible in the mountains for your Saturday evening. We'll see temperatures fall to around 35 degrees by the time you start Sunday. For the VLT Local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. I'm happy to be here with you this morning. So excited about this topic. Thanks for being here, Sam.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's early.
But it is early. Preferred living homes on Clinton Highway. If you're wondering about this, you can see them today. From what time?
We open at 10 on Saturdays, and we're there until 5 o'clock.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're there really all day.
Yeah, we are.
So come in and look around.
Yeah.
You know, take a look.
Absolutely.
See this barn loft shed.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see, I can see it from just looking at the website, how this is not going to be that tough.
No.
But before we get to that, we got Bill on the line, and he has a question for us this morning. Let's see if I can make that happen. There we go. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, Dawn and guest Sam. Top of the morning.
Huh? And how are you?
I've got a question on a standard mobile home. My son's future mother-in-law lives out in Loudoun. I don't know what the codes are out there, but it's a plumbing question, and then I have another one about the foundation issue because her house is settled and the roof is cracked open.
Mm. Open?
So, I'm sorry?
It's cracked open?
Yeah, it actually has separated. Somewhat, we can see it. It's almost not livable.
Okay.
So that's the problem. But the plumbing, what I didn't understand about the plumbing was the construction method where they put it under the flooring and then they put insulation and like a belly wrap.
Under the whole floor.
Under the entire floor.
Right.
In the crawl space. So if you were to repair the plumbing, that seems to be a real detriment if you had to work on plumbing. Is there another method to make the plumbing more accessible and wrap it with insulation? Like, we're going to have a plumber come out, but...
You're talking about now you're going to have the whole thing rewrapped. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It seems like a very laborious fix.
Well, that's a really good question. We do get questions about that. And not knowing what type of home or anything it is, the mobile homes do all have the plumbing up in a belly board because they are transported, obviously, after they're built and they're ready to hook up. The homes have the PEX pipe in them. All of the homes that Clayton Fleetwood, they do that red and white PEX piping. So you know, the piping is really good. To do the belly board, if you have a leak and, you know, that can always happen, a nail go through a pipe or whatever, and you cut the belly board and pull down the insulation and, you know, fix your leak and then... You have to tape that back up.
So you can tape it back up.
You can't, okay. And it is required to do that. And then once those drops come out of the belly board and the plumber comes and plumbs them in, and then they insulate the exposed pipes to keep them. And underneath every home, there's a plug for you to plug in the insulation tape, so that...
Wow.
So that
is the whole belly board heated?
Inside the belly board, it's not, but you have the, because you have so much insulation, but the pipes that drop down that get tied together, those are exposed pipes. Yeah. So you have to do some type of insulation or heat tape. And, and I don't know how every plumber does it, but our plumbers have always heat taped them.
Good.
And because that plugs under there for that reason. But I can see what you're saying, Bill, about it. You know, is there any other way to do that and without cutting the belly board and getting into that and, you know, with them being mobile and having to be plumbed prior to shipping, you know, they have to protect those pipes. So that's where that comes in.
Okay, because it's not going to be moved anymore. Can you conventionally put in plumbing externally?
I'm sure that I'm sure that you could do that. You know, if you wanted to remove that and do it.
You wouldn't want to remove the belly board, though.
I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't think you would because of that. That's your insulation factor, you know.
Well, it's also a critter factor.
And yeah, I mean, I've never known of anybody to do that, but, you know, if you did, you would have to replace it with something, you know, to keep that.
You still
want
to have it covered.
Sure,
right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful?
And then let me ask you about jacking up the house to repair a settled pillar, possibly.
Mm.
So are there people that come out and jack the house up and repair the pillar and make the house level again?
Yeah, I've seen people do re-leveling of homes. You know, we have movers and stuff that do that, you know, that can come back out, especially on older homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what year your parents was put in.
It's about 20 years old.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot. And let me touch on that just to help you. In 2004, they passed a law with the state that says, you know, we can no longer set mobile homes just on the dirt. You know, when I started out, me and my ex-husband, we had a mobile home. That was our first home. And we bought it through Clayton. I didn't work for Clayton at the time. And when they delivered it, they just set it right on the ground.
Really?
You know, they just took the blocks and set it right on the dirt and put the anchors in the ground and skirted it. Well, in 2004, the state got involved and they said, you know, we're no longer going to allow that. We're going to require footers and
so you, by footers you mean an anchor pad?
Well, it has
or
to be a
around the perimeter.
It has to be not around the perimeter, okay. But the 24 by 24 pier pads,
right?
And the exterior perimeter of the home doesn't sit on any type of foundation.
Right.
It's only your piers, and so from 2004 on, if you've put a mobile home in, you have to have footers that meet state requirements. They have to be so deep, and it has to be anchored and tied down, and there has to be a vapor barrier under that home.
Mm.
So probably, Bill, what you're experiencing or she's experiencing is you've got a home that's not on footers and wasn't required to be at that time. And
The house is on footers, mm-hmm. but it's uncertain as to how deep and
right.
how well
and
they did
maybe
that.
They were just real thin or something, and now they have to be yep. so deep and so wide. But mm-hmm. There are ways to fix that. You mm-hmm. know,
okay,
you
good,
can.
Good.
Yeah,
that's,
you
that's,
can.
What
you
I
can,
wanted to know, and
yeah,
you can do. You know, people can do it. I will call mm-hmm. you to get some contacts on the folks that can help her.
Oh, please do, because we do get those kind of calls all the time, and I would absolutely love to share those people with you. And it's very. It's very common to be asked this stuff, and I'm glad that you brought it up, because we'd love to help you.
Great. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Bill.
Dawn. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for your call. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Interesting question.
Yeah, that's
very
so good. I'm glad he said 20
yeah.
years old, because
yeah.
that makes all the difference. And I just want to say one more thing about
sure.
that. A lot of people will say, hey, I want to put this new mobile home there. We've been one there for years,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to do anything. Just bring the new one in.
Yeah,
but they don't realize mm-hmm. that what was allowed 15 years ago isn't allowed anymore.
Right.
You know, the state protects people from the moisture and
right.
the mold being able to get in the homes. And
speaking
that's a big
of that,
deal.
You know, Bill, I hope you're still listening. TVA
mm-hmm.
does an inspection.
Absolutely.
And the state of Tennessee, depending on the homeowner's mm-hmm. financial situation, will come in and do some of this work. So if that belly board, is that what you called it? Belly board?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If that is marred, destroyed, not up to what it should be, it's very possible, and I know this from experience from some professionals, mm-hmm. that they will come in and replace that or repair it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're processing this, Bill, you may want to talk to TVA, get an Energy Right inspection on that, because a lot of that stuff is done either for you or for almost nothing.
It certainly
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I've had several people tell me that, you know, they're on fixed income.
Right.
They live in an older home. They contacted TVA. TVA sent an inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Vapor barrier was put down.
Mm-hmm.
Things were brought up to code
yeah.
for
it's
the
nice.
Moisture. And
it's nice.
It's something that's out there, but a lot of people don't know about
right.
it.
Right. And so I want to move to tiny
okay.
homes.
Yeah.
But, and then also, you can, if you do the work yourself or, have to pay a little bit for it, sometimes you can get credits for that. Energy
absolutely.
Credits.
Anything that's Energy Star with mm-hmm. your utility board,
mm-hmm.
if you take pictures and
mm-hmm.
have them come out and see your refrigerator
mm-hmm.
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You know, I had a friend of mine that just put in new windows, and they did that. You know, they got a
shocking.
Credit.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. So I wanted to make sure you knew about the Energy Right program. All right, let's talk about what's going on with this lofted barn.
Yeah.
Because this is a big
yeah,
deal.
It is a big deal.
Now, these barns and
deal.
These sheds that you have,
yeah.
the reason you took them on is because of how they're built,
mm-hmm.
and they're built by the Amish.
They are.
And where are they built?
In Muddy Pond, mm-hmm. up in Crossville area. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they're built different than just, and I can tell you about that, or if you want to hear about that.
Sure.
But the barns that we have are Old Hickory Barns,
mm-hmm.
and they are built by the Amish, as you said.
That's the name of the company that builds
Old
them.
Old Hickory, yes.
Old Hickory,
mm-hmm.
right.
And the biggest, when I was going through the training of them, the biggest deal is these foundations of, or these structures, the floor joist, instead of just being set on top of the frame
mm-hmm.
part, the Amish actually they dig a little, or they cut a little groove into their floor joist and mm-hmm. set the other one down in it. So when these buildings are moved, it's not just dependent on that nail. They're actually in that groove, yeah. so yeah. you can move them over.
So they're
and
notched
over.
Out.
And they have built these buildings unbelievably yeah. strong. They're
and
really
I've looked at the reviews online, and I've mm-hmm. seen so many amazing things yeah. about these buildings. I can see why people are asking, or maybe even you're suggesting, I don't know, that they could switch these to tiny homes.
Oh, they do. Yeah, absolutely. we have so many people say, I'm going to make this into a tiny home. Mm-hmm. This is where my son's going to live. Mm-hmm. And they are buying it to convert it to
on their property.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. it's delivered to their property. And the great thing about that is we do rent to own.
Uh-huh.
No credit check. Yeah, no credit check. And 100 down on the small ones, 200 down on the big ones.
Wow.
And then your monthly payments are 250 or under.
Wow. Now, these are unfinished. We got to say that.
They are unfinished.
These are barns
now. They do have windows.
Right. And door.
They do have doors.
Two doors?
And they, yes, and they
two
do.
Two doors.
They have up to 16 foot of loft installed. And, yeah, and then, so, you know, you get a barn like that for, let's just say, depending on the size, $4,000, $4,500.
Okay.
You pay $200 down plus mm-hmm. your $190 payment,
mm-hmm.
and it delivers to your property.
For that money? No
that
extra
money,
for the
no,
delivery?
No extra. It's wow. included. And then the great thing is, you know, we have people, contractors, that can finish them out $4,500. So literally...
For a home? To finish it so you can live in it?
To finish the shed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, I mean, $10,000, mm-hmm. they create a tiny home.
Holy cow, did you hear that?
Yeah.
$10,000. Now, we're talking yeah. 30 and up for tiny yeah. homes if you were to buy them. And yeah. that's not delivered or set up. And that's nothing fancy. And these yeah. are minimum. I mean, they're yeah. tiny.
Right.
They're the super tiny ones. Yeah. But this is an option. Now, you have to make sure you can have this home brought onto the property,
sure.
wherever the property is.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure how you're going to do your plumbing, your HVAC, if you're going to do it.
Sure.
You want to make sure how you're going to take care of things. But this is an advantage that you can have. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your phone calls about tiny houses, moving into man caves and she sheds mm-hmm. out of these actually lofted barns and the like, made by the Amish in Amish country. We'll return with more of all these good stuff on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. At White's, this is our favorite time of the year. The kids are settled back in school, there's a chill in the air, and the balls are playing football. There's no better time than right now to upgrade your kitchen with new custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. Order now and have them installed in time for all the holiday entertaining. So give yourself and your family an early Christmas present this year. Call us today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply are amazing. They're amazing because they can give you seeds that are specifically for this area. What? Who does that? You go into a big box store, they say, yeah, this will grow and this will grow in the shade, blah, blah, blah. But these guys know it'll grow because they've tested it and they've had it grown for you. The other thing they do is they're a Toro dealer. So you can count on Dickens to answer any questions you have, back up your purchase with quality service and parts,
And of course, once in a while, they'll help you with secrets and how to select the right mower for you. It really does make a difference. The size of your lawn, the elevation of your lawn, all these things are so important. These are the guys that the landscapers come to, the lawn maintenance guys come to for their supplies and their advice. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Baum Drive in Bearden. You can call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, come by where the professionals buy.
This has been a paid endorsement.
You can get in a home with no money down. It's called a rural development loan. Hi, this is Phil Williams, and my friends at Fountain City Finance want to remind you, you can still get in a home with no money down. By the way, rates are still historically low if you want to refinance, too. And if you're a veteran, there's no charge whatsoever on a refinance or a loan. They're going to pay the appraisal. Call Fountain City Finance today. 687-8200. 687-8200.
Best rates, less wait, Fountain City Finance.
NMLS number 607-7065. 133-884.
Need to know how to get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you have just joined us, you're going to be wanting to pick up some of this information from Sam Crow from Preferred Living Homes out on Clinton Highway. If you're interested in tiny houses, mobile houses, modulars, mm-hmm. you can go visit her. And she's at 6221 Clinton Highway in Knoxville. The other way you can get a hold of Sam is by going to newstalk987.com. Newstalk987.com. Click on the weekend shows and you will see shortly after the show, Colin will upload the show by podcast. And you can pick up that show or send it to a friend and let them hear it if it's important to someone you love and care about. This lady has been doing this for almost 20 years or over 20 years.
Mm, yeah.
Over 20 years. And she really does know. We've talked offline and, of course, on the air. And she really does have a grasp of what this is all about. So if you are just joining us, Samantha Crow from Preferred Living Homes is here, and we were talking offline about these sheds that are actually built by Mennonites, right?
Yes.
Not Amish. Technically, yeah. They're different, and they are different, but we want to make sure we get that correct.
Yeah, I don't want to miss-say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're made in Tennessee, right?
They are up in Muddy Pond near
Muddy Pond. That's right.
Area, yeah.
They good place to camp.
Great molasses. Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of things to do up there. I mean, not lots of things, but things to do in that area with around the Mennonites that would be really a fun family day or a fun family outing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about these old hickory sheds.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the lofted barn that you get so many questions about for the tiny home.
Yeah.
All right. I've seen videos of you guys loading these sheds. One particular one is going under a highway bridge abutment. And that is so tight. You guys are crazy driving that stuff. I looked at that. I was like, I'm holding my hands. Who does this? Yeah. But it was to be put in a particular place. And so you really will take them wherever they go as long as you can get it there.
Yeah. And the thing with the sheds, unless the property has a restriction that says no sheds, mm-hmm. you don't have to have a permit to put a shed on your property.
Mm.
I mean, you can put a shed on your, unless the land is restricted.
Sure.
And so, and you don't have to own the property. You know,
what?
You can, yeah. I mean, like we have people that are renting homes and they just get permission from their landlord to put a shed on it.
Because it could be moved off.
Yeah. And people use them for so many things like craft rooms. And I sold my cousin one, a lofted one, and she's making a music room out of it. She's a singer.
Oh,
she's making
so she can practice out there play.
Yeah, we sold one last week and the lady's finishing it to do a Bible study. And she has a Bible study every week and she has 9 women and that's her room, her she shed.
And in her she shed, she does Bible study.
That's exactly
I've also seen women that knit.
that have,
oh my gosh, yeah, sewing,
you know,
sewing
crafts of any kind. And there's also the man cave.
Oh, the man cave is so huge. And I think the women ask more about the man cave than the men. But yeah, it's,
that's because the guy, they want to get that for their significant person in their life, but they may not have the room or desire to have that in their house.
Right.
But I think it's cool that these ladies are trying to be sensitive to what they're hearing. It's like, well, you know, really, I want to give him that space.
Absolutely.
But I don't necessarily want it in the main part of the house.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I get that. But if you can heat it and cool it, maybe put a little bathroom in there for obvious reasons, and then get electrical out there. I've seen them loaded in the back of a couple of my clients' houses, and they're gorgeous. Now, I haven't seen the old hickory sheds, but I don't know what they are. I didn't ask. Yes. But they're beautiful, and they're so cute.
Oh, they're adorable. I mean, they
are.
Come in like
they're like little dollhouses, only they're made for live adults. You know?
Yeah, and they have the loft, and it's so nice. I'll tell you, the first week we were doing them, this lady come in, and she bought one. She was homeless. And she bought it and put it in a park and was going to live in it. And she didn't finish it. She was just going to live in it.
She was glad to have
and
a
you know
a
what?
Roof
she said, it's better than under the bridge. And did you know, I told her, please keep me posted as to how you progress, because she's going to finish it. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, all walks of life, really.
Wow, Samantha, that's a great story, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that. All right, thank you for being here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
I'd love to have you back, because I know you're going to be doing more and more of these tiny homes based on the things that we've talked about and the trends that are happening. Yeah. Even in Knoxville, out in the rural areas, there's a lot going on that you don't know about, and Samantha knows what's going on. And if you want to reach her, you can do so by going to their showroom at 6221 Clinton Highway, or you can call her directly at 696-2945. 696-2945.
Yeah.
The website is preferredlivinghomes.com, and you do want to go there, and YouTube will have a few videos below. You want to click on some of those. Yeah. They're pretty interesting. You guys are brave is all I can say. Yeah. And those sheds are gorgeous. She shed, he shed, doesn't matter. Go check it out and let the creative juices flow as to what you might need those for. Don't go away. We're going to be back after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Pride of the Southland band playing Rocky Top. Smokey leading our boys out through the tee. Makes a hair on the back of my neck stand up. They hit the field line up for the kickoff. Football time in Tennessee. We've all been waiting, ball in the air, kneeling, start shaking. Tonight we're gonna party like it's 1998, when we won it all against Florida State. Quarterback drops back, pulls a trigger. Crowd goes wild, fireworks on the river.
The Titans are back in Nashville after a much-needed bye week and are ready to continue their tour through the AFC North Division when they host the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday. The award-winning Titans Countdown is on the air at noon Eastern. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis call this Titans and Ravens game at 1 Eastern. Titans and Ravens this Sunday on this fine Titans radio station.
On your home for the Titans. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
The grocery store, work, taking the kids to school. Your family makes thousands of stops each year, and with each stop, you're counting on your tire's grip to stop you safely. So make Matlock Tire your next stop. Let their experts make sure you have the tires that are up to the task, like the new Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, which has excellent gripping power on wet roads, even when worn. So stop by Matlock Tire today and make every stop count.
Go with the extra mile, Matlock Tire.
In Farragut, Maryville, Lenore City, and Athens.
Ladies, when you wash your hair in tap water, it's like a tornado of chemicals strangling every strand of hair in a chemical cocoon. If you want soft, smooth, healthy hair, then you need AquaClear Water Systems. Hi, I'm David Brewster from AquaClear Water Systems, and we can help you help your hair. Call for a free water analysis and see how you can save $200 on a new water system. 865-694-1725 or sign up at our website, aquaclearws.com. aquaclearws.com.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Grand jury indicts, CIA withholds. I'm Christopher Cruz. It begins. A grand jury has reportedly approved an indictment in the investigation into Russian collusion in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Justice correspondent Pamela Brown.
We've learned that a federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. approved the first charges in the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. This is according to sources briefed on the matter. The charges are still sealed under orders from a federal judge at this hour. We're told that plans were prepared Friday for anyone charged to be taken into custody, possibly as soon as Monday.
While the government this week didn't release all of the remaining files on the assassination of President Kennedy, the ones it did release had many new details. Correspondent Brian Todd says the CIA claims it has a good reason for asking President Trump to hold back some of the files.
The CIA told us that some of the documents withheld have to do with important intelligence partnerships that they may have and with specific methods they use to collect intelligence.
The president is warning federal agencies he will release all of the files if they don't take seriously his order to minimize redactions in the decades-old documents. New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie says he isn't sure President Trump wants a second term. He told NBC's Today Show that he would endorse Trump again if he runs, however. Tiger Woods has agreed to pay a small fine and perform community service as his punishment for reckless driving. He was arrested in Jupiter, Florida in May when police found him asleep in a Mercedes. He pleaded guilty Friday.
Woods said just one word, yes, when asked if he understood the charges against him. He was sentenced to 12 months of probation and a $250 fine. Woods also has to perform 50 hours of community service. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A toxicology report showed Woods had several drugs in his system, including marijuana, Xanax, and Vicodin. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Major League Baseball's Anthony Rizzo has been named the 2017 Roberto Clemente Award winner for his work in the community this past year.
The 28-year-old Chicago Cubs star is being honored for his work with the nonprofit Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation, which raises money for cancer research and provides support to children and their families struggling with the disease. Rizzo himself was only 18 years old and in the Boston Red Sox system when he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He went through 6 months of chemotherapy at the same time his grandmother was dealing with breast cancer, and 6 more weeks of treatment before Rizzo was cleared of his cancer. Last year, Rizzo and the Cubs ended a 108-year championship drought with their World Series victory. I'm John Stolness.
The Houston Astros now have a 2-1 lead in the World Series. They beat the L.A. Dodgers last night, 5-3. Game 4 tonight in Houston. Game 5 is scheduled for Sunday night also in Houston. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The Jason Stapleton Show.
The media is very quick to come out and make really inaccurate judgments about what they see with little to no information because it is in their best interest to try and keep you tuned in. That means speculation most of the time. They have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork every time that there's a new announcement, every time that they have airtime they've got to fill. What they do is they fill it with experts, all of these panelists that come on. And most of the time, they're just making stuff up.
The Jason Stapleton Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
For your Saturday, look for periods of rain. Some downpours heavy at times. We'll see temperatures falling as well this afternoon down into the mid-40s. Temperatures continue to fall overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies and a stray shower. We fall down to 35 degrees to start Sunday. Sunday, look for partly sunny skies, a high near 46. From the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you just joined us, you may want to hear the first hour show. Samantha, also known as Sam Crow from Preferred Living Homes, was here with me all hour. We were talking about mobile homes, modular homes, and basically sheds that are being turned into tiny homes. So it was a great show. If you want to talk to Samantha, yeah, it's pretty simple. Just call her at 696-2945. 696-2945. If you want to see what we've been talking about visually, you can go to preferredlivinghomes.com, preferredlivinghomes.com, or join them from 10 to 5 today at their lot at 6221 Clinton Highway across from Master Dry. That's a good marker for you. I'm so grateful to have Sam here. You know, when I was walking her out, she said, you know, I just love to serve people. And if you heard that show, you know that's her heart. So she's just a great gal and really does want to serve. If you have questions about mobile home living, mobile home repairs, I do believe she has the people to hook you up. So thanks again, Sam, for being with us first hour. Also, if you want to pick up those tips that were live on today, this morning, after the show, Colin, our awesome engineer, is going to upload those in a podcast form. You find them by going to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Click on weekend shows. When you get to the Around the House page, you'll see the podcast by topic. So it is definitely a worthwhile listen. All right. Speaking of worthwhile listens, we have two officers from the Knox County Sheriff Department here this morning, and we're going to be talking about safety. We're going to be talking about a lot of kinds of safety, specifically Halloween safety, home safety, a program called SCAN, and Neighborhood Watch and homeowner groups. So, gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here. First, we have Captain Robert Hubbs. You do crime analysis. Is that right, Robert?
That's right. We do the crime community crime mapping and crime analysis.
Crime mapping. Ooh, there's a mouthful. What does that mean?
Well, that's the free service that's provided to the public where they can look at their neighborhood crime stats, crime map. Actually, it sees that will allow you to see exactly what goes on in your neighborhood.
So in our subdivision,
yes, uh-huh,
we can see what's been happening.
That's right.
Can we actually see what the crimes were?
Yes.
Ah, so we could take some preventative steps, if we know what they are, to reduce that happening in our area.
That's
I love
right.
That.
Get an email every day if you'd like to get an alert.
Really?
Not only for your home, but for your other family members, mm-hmm, or for your business.
Sure.
So you can do it two or three different ways.
And what's your website?
It's going to be the knocksheriff.org, www.sheriff.org, and there's a link to our community crime map there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. That's great. That's not available everywhere, so we're very fortunate to have that. Thank you for all the work it takes to do that as well.
Thank you.
It's huge. All right, and then we also have Chief Lee Trammell with us. Chief is a Knox County Sheriff as well, in uniform today, looking very dapper, I must say. Just glad to have you here as well. When we asked you to come on, it was very timely because in a few nights here, we're going to be celebrating a holiday that is for children, but unfortunately, it's celebrated by other folks too, in maybe not the way that we'd like that to happen.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about some safety tips. There are all kinds of events going around the community. Last night at Farragut, at their park.
We were at Mayor Bob Leonard Park last
night. Yeah. Were you out there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My grandchildren were out there and they had a super time. Yeah. Just thought it was so well attended. In fact, I'm hoping as a company that we can go out there next year and join you and give out some things. I guess there's 2,000-3,000 kids.
Oh, yeah.
It was out there. It was crazy busy, but that's awesome. They came home with a little bag of goodies. They were thrilled and all wound up on sugar.
Seen some great costumes last night out there.
Well, mine were the super kids. We had Superman and Superwoman out there last night.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Halloween safety tips. What can we do to make this a good experience for us and our neighbors?
Well, a lot of the things that that we try to express are a common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, we say this every year, this time of year. It has evolved so much. Mm-hmm. In the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. But you want to take your children to a safe place. Know the neighborhoods where you're going. Mm-hmm. Don't go where you don't know.
Mm, and, that's smart.
And so many people today are doing like what happened last night in the town of Farragut, and the Pinnacle put on the fall festival.
It's an event. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And there's another one today at the Pinnacle at Turkey Creek.
Oh,
there's,
cool.
There's one at Farragut Primary, I believe, today.
Farragut Primary School?
Yes. There's a fall festival at St. Joseph's today. There's a fall festival at the Y tomorrow. So there's a lot of these things that are happening. And then a lot of churches have, trunk or treats.
True.
So you can go to a safe place, take your children mm-hmm. to a safe place so they can enjoy the Halloween, the Halloween fun. And then when you get home, if you're taking your kids out trick or treat, check their candy. Mm-hmm. That's common sense for mm-hmm. adults.
Even from these events, you still want to look at.
You pull out the candy you want, leave the candy for the kids you don't want, right?
So that's the first thing I said.
Check the candy.
Can I see that bag?
Check the candy. Things like that. And keep them, if they're walking, flashlights are good. It gets darker earlier mm-hmm. now. So
mm-hmm. that's good.
Make sure they have some reflectors and maybe a small flashlight with them.
Well, I'm going to share a tip that I had. It was just an idea this morning or last night when I was preparing for the show. I thought, I'm not going to get to hand out candy because I'm going to have the privilege of going around with my grandchildren, but I'm going to leave a note on the door. Look for the lady with the two super kids because she has a bag of full-size candy bars for you.
Yeah.
So I'll be trick-or-treating all the way around my neighborhood, handing out candy and getting to see all these costumes. So I'm pretty excited. There's a way to do that safely and with joy. And you just got to, like you say, common sense. Flashlight's a great idea.
Yeah.
Reflective tape is another really good idea.
Sure
is. So if you're not home...
Yeah, if you're not home, keep your lights off. Mm-hmm.
On your porch.
If you're not going to participate, just turn your lights off.
Right. So then you won't have somebody banging on your door all night
or
feel bad because you can't answer it for whatever reason. Know the area and check the candy. Now, when you say check the candy, Chief, what are you talking about?
Well, you want to make sure it's completely wrapped. There's mm-hmm. no broken seals on the candy. If it is, just discard it.
Just throw it out. Yeah, don't worry about it. Now, if you see something that is really bad, like a pin or a razor or something like that, which unfortunately have been seen in candy, is that something reportable? Is that something
absolutely.
You want to know about?
We have to know about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So now we talked off air before we came on, and I think a lot of us, we don't want to bother you guys, okay? We don't, unless, because we figure you got big stuff going on out there. But if something like a razor were to happen in a candy tonight, is that something that you would dial 911 for?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, if you need law enforcement, if you want to report a crime or mm-hmm. suspected crime, yeah, that's the number you dial, 911.
Okay.
So many people, you know, they, just like you said, they, oh, we don't want to bother you. But, you know, we preach across this country and in our community, if you see something, say something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That benefits everyone.
Yeah.
So we, that's what 911 is for. They will determine the call status and where it's answered and they're professionals over there at 911. They do a great job mm-hmm. and it won't, you're not bothering anyone. I promise you.
I appreciate that because I do think, you know, as citizens, we don't know what is a 911 call. Well, guess yeah. what? If you don't know, call.
That's right.
And they'll, you know, facilitate that call to wherever it needs to be.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right.
All
and
right.
if it's just for some general information,
yeah.
A question you may have, you know, mm-hmm. the non-emergency number mm-hmm. is 865-215-2243. 215-2243 is our teleserve unit, and those folks work around the clock every day, every night.
So it's a 24-hour number.
It is.
Okay.
It is. And they can get your message to where it needs to go as well.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate that. We are so glad to have these officers in-house today. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about home safety. Really yeah. important. We've got holidays coming up. We've got a lot of packages coming to our homes now because we do so much online shopping. Lots of tips, lots of ideas, and taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Played it to my fingers, played.
For a little afternoon delight,
ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, this is Jimmy Himes. You've heard me talk about my realtor, Tracy King of Kings of Real Estate, and how he has helped thousands of families sell their home all across the Knoxville area. I want to tell you about a seller I know who didn't call Tracy, and now this seller is regretting that their house did not sell after being listed for 3 years with three different realtors. They should have called Tracy King first. Selling your home is a big deal, and you need an all-pro like Tracy King. It's a fact. Tracy's proprietary systems that no other agent has access to is proven to get home sellers more money and sell homes faster than anything known in the real estate industry. Now get this. Tracy is so confident that he will sell your home. If it doesn't sell within a certain time frame, he will buy it at a price acceptable to you. He'll guarantee it. He'll put it in writing. It's never too late to call Tracy King with Kings of Real Estate. 365-2323. That's 365-2323.
Wouldn't you prefer your security system was backed by tested, secure global technology? This is Scott Brokamp with locally owned and operated His Security. We offer personalized attention and service from a local company with award-winning, industry-leading smart security systems powered by Alarm.com. Stay in touch with your home or business from wherever you are through one mobile app. Call 474-9495 or contact hissecurity.net. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Standard Kitchen and Bath has been East Tennessee's premier source for professional kitchen and bath sales and design since 1956. Owners Larry and Scott Finley are local. You can trust them for custom and affordable cabinetry lines, whether you're remodeling or building brand new. Like American-made Mauser cabinetry. You're just one call away from the kitchen or bath you've always dreamed of. Call 694-0068 or go to standardkitchen.com, or better yet, stop by their exciting showroom on Kingston Pike next to Grayson Hyundai.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know what's on the menu today? Blue cats. Blue cats. It's on the menu. I heard it. Wildcats. That's right. Not until about 7:30 tonight. That's kickoff. But until then, I'm glad you're listening. This is the most listened to show on the weekends. Thank you so much for listening and joining us. And I kind of feel like this is a community. There's a lot of builders out there listening. There's a lot of remodelers out there listening. And there's a lot of you out there listening, the DIY folks, the professionals in their trades. And we try to bring you relevant, current information. So today, we've invited the Knoxville Sheriff's Department in. Chief Trammell is with me, as well as Captain Robert Hubbs is also in studio live. And we're taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have a question about maybe your area or possibly something that's going on that you want to know about, this is the time, 656-8255. All right, let's talk about home safety, gentlemen. We hear a lot about home safety. If we have an alarm, we think, oh, we're good. But I had a little lady that was next to me in the condo that I live in, and she went out to dinner with her family. They closed the door. They were gone for about an hour, and they came back, and somebody had kicked her door in. And obviously, somebody was watching because she hadn't set her deadbolt, and she didn't lose anything precious. She didn't really have anything precious. But to her, it was precious.
Sure, yeah.
Things from her granddaughter, so on and so forth. And I felt really bad for her. So I think home safety is so important no matter where you live.
You know, you're exactly right. And you know, knowing your neighbors and having your neighbors watch out for you, mm-hmm. you know, it's vital mm-hmm. these days. And, you know, to protect your home against things like that, there's stuff you can do. You know, if you're going to... You know, everybody's got valuables in their home.
Sure.
So make it harder for the thieves to find, you know, for most people, you know, the top drawer or your
yeah.
sock drawer, you know, you're going to put some stuff in.
Right.
You know, make it tougher on them. Hide that stuff. Mm. You know, do something different. Put it, in, you know, on the top shelf of a child's room.
There you go.
Many
right.
times they'll leave that alone. They go straight to the master.
They go to the master. Sure,
you know,
they do.
Sure. And, you know, things like that. Just think a little bit outside the box. Mm. And decorative glass windows are great, but it's great for, you know, for thieves to see in.
Mm.
You know, around your house, you can make it a little tougher on them. Around the windows, planting thorny bushes. You know,
like things, holly or something right, like that. Right. I don't like that stuff.
And you know, keep it neat around the edge of the home so mm-hmm. you can see. You know,
I also like, and I heard this a long time ago. And tell me if this is still something that is a good idea, to keep your bushes trimmed away from your home so that you can see if somebody's back there.
That's so true.
Is yeah. that true?
It is.
That's a good
is.
Tip, too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about alarm systems and, the Ring doorbell? Are you a fan of that?
You know, I'm. To me, anything you can do, and it's not going to stop all burglaries, right?
Sure.
But you want to make it tough on them. And the toughest thing, you know, Bobby and I both, we've got a long time doing this, but I think the toughest thing on thieves is noise.
Mm.
When that alarm system goes off and it makes noise, they don't want to stick around.
Yeah.
You know, that draws
it's
attention.
It's drawing attention,
to them.
Sure.
That's right.
Sure, sure.
But alarm systems are great, you know, monitored. They get to 911 quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us an opportunity to catch a thief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your neighbors, the eyes and ears of your community,
mm-hmm.
They are very, very important for us to solve things like this.
Mm.
The solvability rate on home burglaries is very small, although our sheriff's office is probably twice the national average. But, you know, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. And with the opiate epidemic today, there is more and more of these types of crimes happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, retail crimes and home burglaries and stuff, car break-ins. One thing you can do when you're home, keep your garage door down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your garage door up. It just takes, I mean, literally 20 seconds for somebody to walk up your driveway, grab your golf clubs and out your
Absolutely.
Garage. You'd never know. And, keep your doors on your automobiles locked.
Mm.
Keep your cars locked.
You know, gosh, Chief, that's such a great suggestion. And it amazes me. I read the Farragut Press a lot, because I want to know what's going on specifically around my neighborhood. And it amazes me how many people will leave a purse, cash, notebooks, tablets,
a weapon
in an unlocked car.
Yeah.
What? That's just wake up. You just got to lock the door. It takes 2 seconds.
You do, but you know, I understand their thought. They feel safe in their home. I mean, they feel safe
in their neighborhood.
In their driveway.
Yeah. I get that.
But and that's a great feeling, and we've got a great community.
We do.
But with some of the things that the social ills that we're facing with this opiate epidemic.
This opiate thing is serious, isn't it?
It's very serious.
It's very serious.
It's very serious.
And there is nothing, literally nothing, that an opiate addicted person won't do to get what they're after.
You're exactly right.
And that's sad. That's really sad. But important to know, important to take those little extra steps, not because you don't live in a safe neighborhood, not because you trust your neighbors, but because you don't know who else is in that neighborhood.
That's right.
And that's what we're trying to prevent.
That's
so
right.
Locking the doors, using your alarm system, lighting your home. And I watch my neighbors. I know their habits.
Absolutely.
I do.
Yeah.
If Diane next door is not home or not, I haven't seen her in 3 days, I'm checking on her to see what's going on. Because I think that's really important to know my neighbors. My neighbor on the other side, single man, doesn't come in and out too much. But if I don't see his car in 3 or 4 days, or if I don't see it move, I think, you know, what's going on over there? And I'll just kind of give an extra eye to that just to make sure they're okay.
Oh, I know. I'm sandwiched between Marty and Shauna and Pat and Pat. and it's awesome having great neighbors.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for people that don't. But, you know, we've got a fabulous neighborhood where I live and we work at it.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
We're
going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to be talking about a program called SCAN, Senior Citizens Awareness Network, which I think is really cool. And then the Neighborhood Watch and homeowner groups in our next segment. But for now, I want to give out, we're talking about home safety, and Captain Robert, I would like to know again that website and what's available for crime analysis.
Well, you go to the KnoxSheriff.org website, and you're going to see a link to the crime map for Knox County on it on the lower right corner of the screen.
Okay.
And from there, you can navigate to your neighborhood or your address.
To my actual address?
Yes.
Really?
Just put in. It's a national crime map, so you would put in your home address and just put Knoxville, Tennessee for literally every address. Even if it's Farragut, it's going to find it that way. Then you can see dots that represent crime symbols and zoom in closer, and you can put a date range and also a link. You can actually register your email address and get an update every day if you like.
Oh, really? So you would send us an update of things that are going on as they are actually going on.
That's right.
Wow, that's a huge leg up. If you know somebody in your neighborhood is stealing planters off your front porch, well, you know, that's not a big deal. But if it goes around 50 times, you know, who knows what else is coming? And we can watch for that and as a neighborhood take care of that. I mean, that probably was a weak example, but the gist is there. And to be able to see the patterns of what's going on. So many times it's one person that lives in the neighborhood, you know, and you just take care of that situation, boom, in your back.
Well, we find that our investigators use this for analytics.
Really?
And, that's
why you're so good at it.
Variance. You know, we use this this type of technology to our advantage.
That's great.
You know, and
it's
a great tool, and it's a way for us to reach out to the community because we can't do our job effectively if we don't have community support.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so blessed in this community to have that support.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. You know, you see a lot of things across the country and on mainstream media about law enforcement.
Oh,
and
I
kind
know.
Of the black eye it's taken in the...
Breaks my heart.
But not here.
Not here.
Mm-hmm. In Knox County, in Knoxville, the folks should be really proud of the law enforcement professionals they have. The men and women that are out there, the feet on the street, they do a fabulous job. They're highly trained. They're dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
They're loyal to Knox County, and they work very hard every day. And it is amazing some of the things I see these kids doing. And I say kids. They're kids. You know,
they're kids
in their 20s or in early 30s. And they're doing fabulous work. Very courageous people.
These are officers you're speaking of.
Absolutely, they are. And, you know, from our corrections division that deal with the criminal element, incarcerated and the mentally ill that we have in our jails, and drug addicted, You know,
it's a tough job.
It's a very tough job. Mm-hmm. And we've been through a kaleidoscope of changes in the last 10 years in law enforcement, in our industry. And what we do right here in Knoxville, Tennessee, is being looked at around the country.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
The planning and implementation of the behavioral health center that we have upcoming, and the way we're dealing with drug addiction.
Yay.
Some of the things that we're doing that's cutting edge, outside the box, that people around this country are looking at. It's fabulous to be part of law enforcement in Knox County.
Well, it's fabulous to have you gentlemen here today, because I do think we set the standard in a lot of ways in our community for what communities can be.
Yeah.
And that starts from that volunteer heart. It really does.
Yep.
Join this conversation if you have a question about opiate addiction, neighborhood safety, how to find that map again if you missed it. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls when we return with more of Around the House and the Knox County Sheriff Department here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Your Gander Mountain store may have closed, but your season is open here. Dick's Sporting Goods. The outdoors is in our DNA. Has been since we started as a bait and tackle shop in 1948. 70 years later, Dick's has brought together all the gear, brands, and expertise you need to enjoy hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. And with our best price guarantee, if you find a lower price somewhere else, we'll match it. Keep your season going at Dick's Sporting Goods. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The Jason Stapleton Show.
The media is very quick to come out and make really inaccurate judgments about what they see with little to no information, because it is in their best interest to try and keep you tuned in. That means speculation most of the time. They have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork every time that there's a new announcement, every time that they have airtime they've got to fill. What they do is they fill it with experts, all of these panelists that come on. And most of the time, they're just making stuff up.
The Jason Stapleton Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
We'll see a cold rain today in East Tennessee with falling temperatures into the mid-40s by the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a stray shower, even a snow shower possible in the mountains for your Saturday evening. We'll see temperatures fall to around 35 degrees by the time you start Sunday. For the VLT Local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. Wow. I'm Dawn Steimer, a little overwhelmed by these guys. We are very fortunate to have these kind of folks standing up for us here in this community. And while we were off air, if you're just joining us, let me tell you, this is Around the House, and we have the privilege of being with Chief Trammell and Captain Robert Hubbs this morning from the Knoxville Sheriff's Department. Gentlemen, I'm very proud to be here with you today. Thank you for taking the time to come in and talk to us today.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and we really value what you do for us. We really do. I want you to hear that. I'd hear so many people in this town saying, I feel bad for these people that have so many issues in their police department, because we don't know that here. I mean, we don't have to know that. We know, but we don't experience that here in our community, and we're so grateful for you guys. And you were talking off air about these, well, actually on air, about the young people coming in and how brave they are and how solid they are and how much they are determined to protect the people in their community.
Absolutely.
They're serious about it, and I love that. As we were off air, Captain Robert talked, or am I getting, yeah, Captain Robert was off. You guys are like all decorated. I'm like, wow, I'm in front of royalty in here. And that's really what I kind of really have you guys in my mind on that kind of place. But you were telling us about analyzing the crimes and a very interesting statistic about gun theft in the area. Would you talk about that?
Well, we did a quick check just a minute ago, and there's been in 6 months, 53 firearms or handguns taken out of cars in just Knox County. That's just in our jurisdiction.
Unlocked cars.
Lots of them are unlocked, and it's just something people really need to be thinking about. We were talking about the comparison of poison in your home.
Yeah.
Same thing as a gun. You got to store it correctly, and you've got to make sure that people that shouldn't be around it shouldn't be around it.
All right. So I'm going to take my gun with me, and I may leave my vehicle and not want to take it in, or not. It's not an appropriate place to take it in. How should I store that gun in my car? Besides locking the car, what else can I do?
Well, there's gun safes that are available that
I'm talking about in the car.
Yes, they have
gun safes in the car.
They have small gun safes you can put in a car. You can also secure it in the trunk before you get to where you're going to arrive. You're going to go to a school or some kind of event.
Right.
You know, you would probably want to take your gun off in front of the place you're going to go into. But you know, there's certain places that don't that do prohibit firearms to being carried in there.
Right.
So obviously,
what we're seeing on this is stolen out of people's homes, out of their driveways. Mm. So if you're going to carry a firearm in your automobile, when you get home at night, carry your weapon inside.
There you go.
When you leave in the next morning, carry it back out to your automobile.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of these car burglaries are in their, are sitting in somebody's
in their driveway.
Yeah. So you know, I agree with people going armed. I really do. If you have a handgun carry permit, and the most important thing is train with your weapon.
Yeah.
But if you're
consistently,
yes, ma'am, consistently know it very well. But if you're going to carry your weapon, carry it inside when you get home in the evening or and then back out to your automobile the next morning. Mm. Don't
That's good
leave
advice.
It in your car, because here's 54, 53 times now we have weapons in criminals' hands.
Yeah.
Just in Knox County. That doesn't count the 109 square miles the city of Knoxville has. This is just the county. It's just the county.
Wow. And we, you know, yes, we live in a safe neighborhood, but like you say, there's this opiate addiction problem. There's the meth thing going on. It's still going on. You know, there's so many other things, the heroines, all the things that are going on. And these folks will case a neighborhood, and if they drive down my street, they just walk up to your door and see if it's open. Yeah. Oh, well, this is open. Let's see what's in here.
That's right.
What can I pawn or what can I get some cash for whatever?
Yeah.
Just lock your door.
And they'll steal anything.
Or take it out.
$10 is all they need. Yeah. $20 is all they need. So they'll steal
anything. That's the sad part, is it's so cheap to get these chemicals that are just poisoning so many of our young people. And not all young people either. So if I take my gun inside, how do you want to see a citizen store a gun?
Well, yeah, there's... as Bobby alluded to earlier, there's gun safes. There's small gun safes that are triggered to open by combination or fingerprint. There are gun locks, you know, the old ones.
Trigger locks.
Key lock, a trigger lock, yeah. So there's several different ways. But, you know, you have to keep it out of reach of children.
Yes.
You know, the inquisitive minds of young children will inevitably reach for a gun if it's around.
Well, it's so shiny. It's
so you
cool.
need to educate your children.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have small kids around a firearm, you need to keep it locked up tight. And understand that they will try you, you know, they're kids.
Yeah.
They'll push boundaries.
Yeah.
So educate your children about the dangers of firearms and educate them to respect firearms. You know, and I think, you know, you'll be fine.
Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is a program called SCAN. Yeah. What is SCAN?
Senior Citizens Awareness Network was developed back in the mid-90s. A program to assist our elderly population in Knox County. I saw a lot of people. I started this program from inception. It's kind of my baby. I am very, very proud.
This is a great thing to leave as a legacy.
My grandmother was, she was a shut-in. And, you know, during our busy lives, so many people today have, there's two or three jobs in one home, right?
Yes.
And the kids are playing several different sports. So you're, you know, the busy lives of people today don't offer us a lot of time to go visit the elderly and the shut-in. And at a church bulletin one Sunday, you know, we had the shut-ins
there you go, sure,
trying to
people to pray for, people to consider,
go visit. Right. So from that and a National Sheriff Association conference, we brought back the Senior Citizens Awareness Network and started a program in 1995 that is still going today. It's a very popular program at the sheriff's office. You know, this program uses volunteers to go and check on the elderly and shut in our community.
So they actually go to their home and check on them.
Absolutely. They do welfare checks weekly.
Okay.
We have a couple of hundred volunteers that go out throughout the community. And
really?
Every day, Monday through Saturday.
So this isn't Meals on Wheels. This is a separate program.
Absolutely. These are...
I love it.
Uniformed in a white shirt, different than ours.
Okay.
With a badge,
sure.
And they're in a marked patrol car with amber lights instead of
really
blue lights. And it gives a presence of law enforcement in the communities that they're traveling.
Yeah.
And when they do, when they go visit these folks, they're doing home security surveys. They give crime prevention information, information from the Office on Aging and other resources that are available for seniors in our community. You know, and it gives a confirmation of well-being to the person we're visiting. And really, our
somebody cares for me.
Right.
Somebody's looking for me.
And this is all run by volunteers.
That's awesome.
I mean, it really is. The
awesome.
Servant hearts of our community. Mm-hmm. It just never ceases to amaze me how much love these people have for their community, because doing this job right here, you really get some instant gratification.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long to understand what you're doing really matters.
Yeah.
And you know, the lasting friendships are created, our folks in our Senior Citizens Awareness Network, I speak to their graduations and I go to their fundraisers and the things that they do all the time, and I can't shout it loud enough. How much great work they do in our community to add comfort to those who need it.
So these folks are, it's just amazing to hear you talk. I wish you could see Chief Trammell's look on his face, because he really does have a passion for this. This is a big deal for him and for me. I kind of have chill bumps, actually, just talking about it. These are people that may be overlooked and may not know the programs that are there for them, that they can get out if they are any at all mobile. The SCAN people will tell them, this is how you get to this. If you want to go to that, you know, if I can't take you today or whatever, I can hook you up with ETHRA or whatever it is.
Right.
Maybe they've forgotten. Maybe it's been so long that since they've been out that they've forgotten that there's things out there that they can actually get out and do.
And
you could change their life.
And you take a look at the age of the people that we're visiting with this unit, and they're independent-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, sure.
They're not used to asking for help.
Yeah, well, there's the problem.
You know?
Yeah,
you know, their family members have generally signed them up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's with some trepidation. I don't want nobody coming. Well, just try it, Dad. Just try it.
Yeah.
And then after that first visit, I'm telling you.
When are you coming back?
Right. And we've had SCAN volunteers to build wheelchair ramps for people.
Really?
We've had them do grocery shopping, get medicine, buy things for them. I mean, they really become a part of their nexus of friends.
Yeah.
And it is an amazing group to watch work and to see the relationships that are formed.
Yeah, exactly. Really, and, you know, these folks have a story.
Yeah.
And they want to tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing what comes out when you develop relationship and a safe relationship. Before we change the subject, I want to ask you, for anybody that's listening or maybe the children of parents that may be affected, what's the proper way and what's the cautions that should be used when a senior citizen answers the door? What would you suggest?
Answer if someone's knocking.
Yeah, someone's knocking,
door.
You're not expecting someone. How do they do that? You just can't open the door.
No, you can talk through the door. You know, you don't
exactly.
You don't have a lot of room. You can talk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a chain on the door, you know, and then if they don't know them and they don't feel comfortable, don't open the door and call 911.
Ah, okay. So we'll that's another 911 call.
Absolutely. We'll come and find out who's on your front stoop.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, today there's a lot of people that are, you know, door to door soliciting.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Whether it be belief systems or stuff.
Exactly. I don't like anybody walking up on my front porch unannounced.
Yeah.
And I am probably not in the minority on that.
No, I don't think you are.
So, you don't have to open your door. Tell them to leave, that you're calling 911. Mm-hmm. You don't want what they're selling. Mm-hmm. If they don't leave, call 911.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or don't answer at all. You can look through the peephole. If there's someone there, you don't know who they are. You don't have to answer.
Well, there's a train of thought to let them know that somebody's in the house.
Ah, okay.
You know,
right. There you go.
And if you are alone, they don't have to know you're alone.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, you can tell them that, you know.
Or you can yell, Bill, would you call 911? There's somebody, you know, whether they're there or not, doesn't matter. They're going to be gone.
Yeah. Bill, grab the shotgun.
Yeah, there you go. Bill, grab the shotgun. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Last segment coming up. The Knoxville Sheriff Department is here live taking your calls, and we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Awesome.
You can get in a home with no money down. It's called a rural development loan. Hi, this is Phil Williams, and my friends at Fountain City Finance want to remind you, you can still get in a home with no money down. By the way, rates are still historically low if you want to refinance, too. And if you're a veteran, there's no charge whatsoever on a refinance or a loan. They're going to pay the appraisal. Call Fountain City Finance today. 687-8200. 687-8200.
Best rates, less wait, Fountain City Finance.
NMLS number 607-7065 and 133-884.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-933-0694. That's 800-933-0694. 800-933-0694.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we got you covered. State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steiner, and this is Around the House, the most listened to show in the area on the weekend. So glad to have that. So glad that to have you here, because you guys make this show. You really do. Thanks for calling in. Knox County Sheriff's Department is live in studio with me right now. Chief Trammell's here and Captain Robert Hobbs. So these guys, you know, they didn't have to give their time to be here today. Nobody said they had to come. We invited them and they said, sure, we're glad to come. And I thought, wow, they're glad to be here?
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome.
We can come and talk about the sheriff's office. I mean,
It's great to have you. It really is. I want to give out our numbers because this is our last segment and I don't want folks to miss the opportunity to talk with you directly. 656-8255. 656-8255. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. If you missed this today and you want to hear the podcast, simple. Go to newstalk987.com, click on weekend shows. When you get to Around the House, you'll see us by on there, the podcast. I believe they're in the lower right corner. And you can click on that for today's show or some other segment that you've are interested in. It'll be in there by topic. The website, if you want to see this crime analysis that Captain Robert was talking about, it's Knox, K-N-O-X, sheriff.org, knoxsheriff.org. And then you can click on the crime analysis report, right?
That's right.
Okay. And that's how we found out this 53 in the last 6 months, weapons were stolen from vehicles in the Knox County area. That doesn't even count the city.
Correct.
That's amazing. So if you're looking for that kind of information, you want to know what's going on your street or your neighborhood, that's a perfect way to find out. All right. On the break, we were talking about a carry permit. And for those of us that choose to carry, we may have our gun with us and be stopped for some information. We don't know what's going on. You may not even know why you're stopped, but for some reason you're stopped by the authorities. What is the proper way to identify that you have a weapon so that you don't get a weapon drawn on you?
If you're carrying a weapon, if you're carrying it on your person.
On your person, okay.
If you're carrying it on your person and you get stopped by the police, keep your hands visible.
Okay.
I've been stopped before, you know, driving, and I throw my left arm out the window and I keep my right hand
on the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. On the left side of the steering wheel, so the officer can see.
Oh, so they can see it. Okay.
Both hands.
Gotcha.
And when he gets up to the automobile, I identify myself and would let him know, officer, I've got a weapon on my right side. You know, I have a handgun carry permit.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
And then he will give you instructions, and there won't be any problem.
So they're not going to draw a weapon on me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because they know. You already told them what you've got.
You tell them you do not, don't reach for your weapon.
Okay.
Don't grab your weapon to show him. Don't do anything. Communicate.
Okay.
Communicate only. Officer, I have a weapon. It's on my right side.
Okay.
Or I have a weapon. It's in my glove box. Or wherever. And let him know then. He'll give you instructions as to what to do.
Okay.
When you give your driver's license, give your handgun carry permit if you're carrying a weapon.
There you go.
That lets them know that you're a permit holder.
Right. So they don't have to panic and feel like their lives are being threatened.
Exactly.
Because that's not going to be a good situation.
Yeah, they don't know you and they're pulling you over. They don't know what they're
coming
into.
Up to.
They don't know what you've just done. They don't know any of that. So communicate, and follow instructions. You know, all these things that you see that drive the hysteria on law enforcement, if you go back to the nexus of all of it, it's following instructions. If you follow the officer's instructions and do as he tells you to do, you will be fine. It is not a time when the officer's pulled you over to argue, to fight, to try to adjudicate your case on the side of the road.
To try to discuss what's going on in some other city with an officer in some isolated incident.
Well, you know, right.
That's not the time.
You know, if you don't agree with what he's done, there's a time for that. It's called court. If you feel you've been treated unfairly, there's a Office of Professional Standards, internal investigations that are done.
And you actually do investigate, right? If I called up and said, you know, gee, so-and-so pulled me over and blah, 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 somebody's going to check into that.
Absolutely, we do. And okay. I'll tell you this. We went to on-body cameras.
Did you?
A few years ago. Yeah, we were exploring on-body cameras prior to Ferguson, prior to the uprising of all this
stuff.
So we did that and... You know, the complaints we get can be put to bed very quick because all you have to do is pull that officer's video and it shows everything.
Well, there you go.
And it also helped use of force go down.
Yeah.
complaints generally go down.
Really?
Sure does.
Sure, because they know they're being filmed and you can't, you know, just take some grudge you can't got going on. It. Right.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. I think that pendulum swings both ways.
Absolutely.
And an officer can have a bad day just like a person you stop can have a bad day. But I'll tell you what, I as an individual would not want to walk up to a car with whatever could happen next. You guys are so brave.
Well,
you really are.
It's the men and women on the street that are getting it done. It takes a special person. And I'll tell you, I remember when I was young starting this. I mean, I loved it. It's exciting work.
Yeah, sure. Get your adrenaline going sometimes.
It's gratifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just...
And you're making a difference. Every officer makes a difference.
You really can.
Yeah.
You really can make a difference. If you're in this job for the right reasons, you're going to make a difference.
How long have you been with the Knox County Sheriff's Department?
I started in 1987.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Captain Robert?
Afraid to say, I started in 79. I've got 30 years with the city police and
he was on horseback when he first
started. Were you? Now that sounds like a fun job.
That was great.
They didn't have cars then.
Uh-oh, there's trouble. Now, you guys. All right, we've not got a lot of time left, but I want to talk about neighborhood watches and homeowner groups. How has that impacted your job, and what can we do in those groups to help you?
Well, the best thing about neighborhood watch and homeowner groups, it allows our sheriff's office to reach out and to touch the community and to communicate. I mean, we do a great job communicating with homeowners groups and neighborhood watch groups and civic groups throughout the community. It allows us to get a message out of some of the things we've talked about this morning, about our crime mapping, our scan units, things like that, that really benefit the quality of life for our entire community. And that is the service part of protect and serve.
Yeah. You know, it really is still about protect and serve.
It sure is.
I love that. I love that it's still on your vehicles too.
Yeah.
I really do, because I think that's huge.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for being here today, both of you gentlemen. It's my honor to be with you today.
Thank you for having us, and it's my honor to serve this community. We have a great community, and I absolutely love what I do.
Love my Tennessee. All right, this is Captain Robert Hubbs speaking right now with us this morning, and Chief Lee Trammell. These guys have dedicated their lives to the safety and protection of our community and serving us. And won't you join me in thanking them today somehow? You know, whatever it is, maybe it's just a phone call. Gee, I heard you on Around the House, and thank you for doing what you're doing. How do you reach them? It's pretty simple. You just call them at 215-2243, 215-2243, and just mention that you saw Chief Trammell and Captain Robert Hubbs on the show today, and gee, thank you for doing that. Or I heard about that scan program. How does that affect me? You know, maybe you want to look up that crime analysis. Go to knoxsheriff.org, knoxsheriff.org. Click on the crime analysis app, basically, and you'll see it in your area. Thank you for joining us. You know, we're going to have ourselves a little wildcat today on the menu, and I hope we do a good job of that. Kickoff's at 7:30. Don't be a stranger. We'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
So, You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule. Making you and your phone smarter every day. Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget? The systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping. So you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as Wealth Planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
Emerald Youth Foundation serves more than 2,000 young people each year in Knoxville through faith, learning, and health programs. You're invited to help Emerald Youth honor local businessman Doug Kennedy at the Legacy Dinner on November 2nd at the Knoxville Convention Center. Reception begins at 6 with dinner at 6:30. Presented by the Charlie and Maul Anderson Family Foundation, the Legacy Dinner will feature music by the Emerald Youth Choir and honor Mr. Kennedy for his longtime commitment to Emerald's ministry in the heart of Knoxville. For tickets and more information, visit emeraldyouth.org.
Testerman Construction and Restoration, quality craftsmanship. If you've had damage to your home on a custom-built home or remodel, Testerman will bring your vision to life using quality materials.